Welcome to Conrad's Corner. We're about at an end of daylight saving time. James Brooks is a local poet from Dayton, on the staff at Chaminade Julien High School, and he has a poem called Eastern Standard Time. When the clocks were about to fall back, he wanted so much to use the extra hour to his advantage, or someone else's, for God's sake. He could start the book that flashed out at him each time he walked past the bookcase, that Umberto Eco novel which would place him a cut above those who settled for romantic trash under the guise of historical fiction. Or he could write to make amends with the miserable aunt who tried to break his grandfather's will some 20 years before. Then again, he might make a videotape of notable material possessions, as his insurance agent had told him to do in case of theft, loss, or destruction. He could begin his memoirs so that his children and later his grandchildren might know the context of the stories he had told them for their entertainment and greater knowledge. Perhaps he could make up for lost sleep during the switch to daylight savings the previous spring. He heard the body had a way of keeping track of such things and would remain uneasy or slightly fatigued until the differential was taken care of. While the hour vanished like so much rainwater flowing into a gutter, he sat still and did nothing. Nothing at all, as he remembered Nabokov saying, that all silence is the recognition of a mystery. Eastern Standard Time by Jim Brooks. Thanks for listening. And have a good night.